welcome back to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, where we just did an episode called What Are God's Appointed Times and What Do They Mean? It was a quick, high-level overview with a lot of scripture that you needed to go back and reference. So what I want to do with this episode, I want to dig in a little bit deeper, and I want to look at God's timing revealed and ask the question, are the feasts in the Bible God's, the Jew, or the Christian? Or are they for everyone? Now let's talk about two of the seven biblical feasts and what they mean. What are their significance and what do they mean for you and me as believers in the body of Messiah? But first we need to know what they are and where they came from and who they are for. Okay, so they are found in the book of Leviticus chapter 23. They came from God himself, and contrary to popular belief, they are not just for the Jew. They are for everyone who joins themselves to the olive tree and are believers in the Jewish Messiah, because they are in fact pictures of Jesus' first coming, and they prophesy his second. Now, make no mistake about it. All translations agree that these are the Lord's appointed festivals, designated times of the Lord, or the Lord's appointed times. So, let's get started. Now, you know how everything in the Old Testament points to Jesus, right? First, it was the blood of the Passover lamb that delivered the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt. Well, did you know that in the Bible, Egypt represents darkness? So when you come to faith in Jesus, it is his blood, the blood of Messiah, that delivers you out of your slavery in Egypt, otherwise known as sin and darkness. But it gets better, because it was 50 days later, after leaving Egypt, when they, the children of Israel, arrived at Mount Sinai and received the Torah, God's law, his instructions. Well, guess what happened about 1,300 years later and precisely 50 days after a very specific event? Well, I can tell you there was an upper room and something happened. Do you remember how something fell on those in the room and how everyone from all over was able to hear these uneducated men speak about the great things God has done in their own language? Now, you know it by its Greek name, Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit fell on those in the room just 50 days after Jesus ascended. And just so we're abundantly clear, speaking in tongues is not speaking some repetitive gibberish that no one understands, because the Bible is clear. Just read Acts 2, 1 through 13 for yourself. So now, let me paint this picture for you. You have 50 days after arriving at Mount Sinai, you receive the law with no power to walk out what it says perfectly, which is why 50 days after Jesus ascended, we get the power to walk it out in the Holy Spirit. Now, to be clear, the power being talked about isn't what some have perverted it into. No, in fact, it is the power to stand boldly and preach the good news. Or at least that's how I'm reading Acts 1:8, where it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." That's Acts 1:8. And do you realize the power you need, we need to witness, stand firm, and proclaim the good news? Why do you think it's so hard? On your own, under your own strength, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Okay, so check this out. You know how God created everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh, which is called the Sabbath or Shabbat in Hebrew? Well, he also blessed it. And did you also know that the Sabbath is a shadow of Messiah. I mean, he did say, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest," in Matthew 11:28. But what rest was he talking about? Check out this verse in Revelation 20, verse 6. "Blessed and holy is anyone who has a part in the first resurrection. Over him, the second death has no power. On the contrary, they will be priests of God and of the Messiah, and they will rule with him for the 1,000 years. Again, that's Revelation 20, verse 6. So, what's this have to do with the Sabbath? Well, many believe in a 6,000-year cycle in accordance with the 6 days of creation. Now, to get there, you also have to agree with Psalm 90, verse 4, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, where it says, "A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day." So, what am I saying? First, no one knows the day or the hour. That's Matthew 24. And I am not trying to speculate or predict, only to say this. When you align a 6,000-year cycle to the days of creation, adding in the Jewish calendar, you will see that we are in the year 5783. Pretty close to the end. Let me know what you think. And if this has blessed you, please take a moment to share it. And you can go to Amazon, check out my book, The Periodic Table of Character Traits, The Design Elements to Living Your Best Life Now, and my newest work, which is an ebook, Genesis Explained, a beginner's commentary to the book of Genesis, chapters 1 through 8, which is currently, I think it still is, number 1 in new release. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. God bless.